Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, this is the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, point guard of podcasting, and I am the point guard of podcasting. When I'm in a room, amazing things happen, and that's a fucking fact. What do you want me to say? All right? Zach D'Amico's not here. He was out in Texas this weekend, so he's on his way back, traveling back today. So he will be back Wednesday and Thursday on the show, but our regular co-hosts of the show are now paid co-host.
Wow. That's awesome.
I mean, that's a huge honor.
It's a big deal, man.
Making
what happened?
Cashola.
What happened? Dan Soder didn't make it
today?
Oh,
come on, dude. You know what?
Wow.
You want me to fucking ask him to do it?
I'll
ask Dan Soder in a fucking heartbeat.
And the fans, he won't pick up.
The fans.
That's why I'm here.
But first of all, I've been working on these fucking fans for, I don't know, like 2 years to like you, okay? And I've broken
well, I think they liked me at first.
It's been a two-year buffer.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How do you do that? Because I would like that as well.
Dude, I've been working on these fans because they listen to me, dude. Shannon, do me a favor. Cut out all the mics just for 1 second, okay? These fans are fucking stupid. They're peons, okay?
Test.
They don't fucking know the difference between their assholes and their fucking mouths.
Oh my God, you're like
okay?
Scar.
You're
like Scar talking shit about the hyenas. And then when this is all gone, they're going to eat you alive.
No, dude. You feed them whatever
sucking
bullshit you feed
bone.
Them.
I thought we were idiots.
So they hated him at first, and then I've been just fucking ramming him down their throat and saying
sure.
He's funny. He's not. But I've been saying he's hilarious.
Dude,
and
impressions
then,
rule.
Like 70 or 80% of them are like, yeah, Figs is funny now. Shane, bring the mic back up. So anyway, welcome to the show. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. He is the
Figgy Snake,
the king of nothing. The
I'm just okay. I'm just average.
Oh,
I'm just okay.
The
anybody have blow?
The Prince of Penis.
Yeah.
We got to give you some names.
Prince of Penis is cool.
I like it.
Co-host.
Jon Snow. Can
yeah.
I be the...
The co-host.
Co-host.
Oh, no.
He coasts.
Yeah. I get it. He coasts. I like that. That was very good. We have two incredible guests on the show. Back to the original format. Two white men.
Yes.
Enjoy that.
Finally.
I'm actually Korean, but.
Ladies and gentlemen. Shannon, usually you put the credits that I should be promoting for them.
You're right.
Wow.
Fucked up.
It's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Brendan Sagalow is back on the show.
From the Here's the Scenario podcast.
No, you'll do it during your plugs. You know what, Shannon? I decided to fuck that. Let them do it during their plugs.
It starts being
redundant when I fucking, because they all promote their fucking podcast anyway during it, right?
Yeah.
So we've learned. We've taken information in and we fucking learned.
Yeah, I did that on purpose. I left it out on purpose.
Ladies and gentlemen, also very happy to have back on the show the great and talented Andy Fiore joins the show once again.
I wish we were doing coke today.
I know.
It's Monday.
Hit up
Come
Mark
on.
Random.
No bagels, no coke.
No bagels.
What the fuck is happening in this place?
Yeah, there was no bagels today. We're very upset about that. New Dylan failed. He dropped the ball. New Dylan, can you take a picture of the spread that you for our Monday spread? I said to Bobby Hutch 2 weeks ago, I was like, you know what? Let's fucking not have a case of the Mondays. Let's make Monday a fucking day of prosperity and happiness. Make people want to fucking be here, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, let's get fucking bagels.
He's on fire.
On Mondays. Let's get bagels. Let's cut them up, right? You cut them up. You cut them in half. You cut them in half again. Honestly, you should be cutting them in half again. It should be little quarters that are cut in half.
Yeah.
So you can pick and choose which bagel flavors you fucking like.
And you could just dip it in the cream cheese.
You grab some cream cheese. Well, your dirty fucking random Coke fingers. Don't touch my cream cheese.
Is that scallion cream cheese?
No, we got some scallion. We got some fucking veggie cream cheese. We get some fucking jelly. We get some butter. We get a whole little fucking spread. And then people could fucking, it's almost like tapas. It's like, it's Jewish bagel tapas. Right.
Yeah, maybe I'm okay with what I was.
Maybe.
I feel so bad for the interns. They're early in the
That's
morning.
That's the way they learn.
What do you want, Louis? Tapas, Dougie.
Yeah.
Like, bacon wrapped figs.
Give him a break.
Eric Whitehead in the racist live chat says, Figs is not funny.
oh, come on.
He's on fire.
He's on fire.
Let's see. Hush says Figs can be annoying, but he doesn't suck.
Hey. That was actually his school superlative.
Yeah. He's all right.
I just had a guitar hero on the fucking...
Most all right.
you can never tell if he's there or not.
So I said to Bobby last week, I was like, let's get some fucking bagels in here on Monday morning. Some Bialy, some fucking, just some breakfasty, Bialy. Delicious.
Yeah.
You know what, honestly? You know what? Dude, are we doing What You Snacking On, bagel edition? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of What You Snacking On.
Wow.
That pretzel shreds.
Oh, the beat was blurred out. But you
What are you snacking on?
My God, that was so long. That's such a long one.
It's aggressive.
I do have the image of this spread if you want to see
This is the fucking spread that we're snacking on, right? Have a real ass Monday. I mean, enjoy the show.
Yeah, that looks like we're at a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
That's a fucking AA meeting for sure.
Oh, yeah.
This is Monday. Keep that up. This is Monday before Thanksgiving. It's a holiday week. We're trying to get into the holiday spirit.
You can't see the Dunkin' Donuts on the side. The Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Just a gallon of wood.
They're like, why don't we just go to a 7-Eleven and pocket the rest of Lewis's money?
It is a fucking crazy fucking thing, dude. He got the little mini. I mean, and my assumption is you bought one box of Entenmann mini donuts.
Yeah. I walked in and I thought we were going to be giving blood.
Gotta get your sugar up. We're all donating urine and blood. What the fuck is going on?
He got one box of Oreos and a box of Chips Ahoy cookies. Is that what it is?
And donuts.
Yeah.
And you threw them out on
the
counter.
You didn't even get creative. It went fucking all standards.
Yeah.
Why like the fucking poor kid in third grade.
This is Gas Digital. This is supposed to be the best podcast network on the East Coast. This is supposed to be setting this fucking standard for how we treat. By the way, one of the cookies is a chip. And it doesn't even look good. The standard for what is, and by the way, nobody's eating this except for the fucking interns. They're all just sitting around eating all the snacks.
I had a few of those donuts.
I had two donuts
for real ass Monday.
Look, here's the deal. They're not even. It's not even bad. That's actually a decent like.
If I was 12, I'd be stoked. Yeah. But I'm in my fucking 40s now.
Is not a great.
What are the initials? Enjoy the sweets, and then who is that?
Enjoy the sweets. SBD.
Straight Black Dylan.
Straight Black Dylan. He's trying to give himself a name. He's trying to be like.
We gave him
trying
that name,
to appoint himself
fair.
His own nickname.
To be fair.
He tried to appoint himself. Who does that? What type of asshole gives himself their own
gives
nickname?
Himself a
That's
nickname.
What I'm saying.
Have a real ass Monday.
Don't
signed.
Be, don't be.
The tornado.
This is just like if you show up at a PTA meeting, this is what's sitting out there.
Yeah.
Few, and it's not graceful. Bad for what it is. But it is disgraceful.
It's an open house. I was like, are you selling the place?
I mean, I almost feel like you could have done, like, for that a same amount of money, a dozen donuts from Dunkin' Donuts cut in half would have gotten a better...
Yeah,
sure. A
what's
better
the deal with you, like, what's the deal with you rationing things?
Maybe...
Like, cut in half, quarters, you know, that would have been really nice if you would have just got some cold cuts, roll them up, cut them in half.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Can't wait to eat my turkey.
People love a platter. In a group setting, people love a platter.
And also, when you... Here's the thing. People... let me tell you something, okay? This is what you're snacking on, platter edition. Platter breakfast edition. Doggy, when you set it up, nobody...
Black Lives Platter.
You wanna... When you set it up, you want people to have the option to have different flavors. And when you commit to an entire donut, I feel like people also are less likely to commit to a whole donut. They feel like they're a fat piece of shit. They're like, I'm going to be in a whole donut. When you're eating a quarter or a half, even honestly, I would even say.
The holes? What do you call them?
Munchkins.
Dude, you're the event coordinator of podcasting, dude.
Who is this? Somebody keeps on calling me from San Antonio. Hello?
Probably Zach.
Hi, this is Circuit City. We've been trying to reach.
Hi, do you have our Oreos?
Is there maybe it's your OR set, your Oculus headset. It's the guy who has it.
Dude, where's my fucking Oculus headset? It's out there.
San Antonio.
Somebody stole my Oculus headset. I tried
what was
to
it last on?
Trying to jerk off to it was yeah.
It
was
you said it was on a war, like a women fighting over you.
No, it's just like my not fucking my weird orgies. If they go through my fucking history on my fucking Oculus headset, they're gonna see exactly how many trannies I have had
Buddy, yeah. Who's going to be surprised about your history?
Yeah,
no
one.
All right.
Luckily.
Have you done it with tranny porn?
I went into, I did a couple trannies in the virtual reality world. Not because I'm gay.
You just beat them up after.
Just to online bully them.
You got those two fucking things in your hand. Ha! Ha! I'm not gay! Ha! Yeah.
I just want to see what it was like.
Oh, Dad's playing boxing again.
There was a room. Here's the thing. When you're in the virtual reality world, you got the headset on, right? And you said it before. It's like you show up in that lobby and you're like, after a few minutes, you go, you settle in, you're like, oh, I am in this world.
Yeah.
It starts to mentally trick you that you're in this world, right, dude?
Yeah.
Imagine you're in this fucking, this building of sex, right? Which is xvideosvr.com, right?
Sure.
You're
That's
in this,
cool.
this building of fucking, no, it wasn't xvideos. What was it?
Spank Bank Porn?
Hamster X.
Lobster.
Spank what?
Lobster Tube.
Whatever it was, okay, but it Grindr. Was like, it was paid. I still paid for it. Somebody has free paid virtual reality porn that stole my virtual
I'm
reality
out.
Porn headset.
I'm mean? Out. I'm not Real. Paying for that.
No,
the free shit's really it's really hard to find good free virtual reality porn.
It's not as good.
You ever get you
they're,
ever
they like yeah. walk over to you like
they're like South Park characters?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just digitized. Like you, those are the ones where you like half the room. You turn sure. around, it's all like a black abyss. It's fucking terrifying.
I immediately
bit XXXmas.
Yeah, dude. No,
I changed my mind. I would totally pay for that.
So when you're in the, did you submerge yourself in a virtual reality point? You look around. There's like a fucking. There's like people in the other room like
checking the time.
I looked at what you were pointing. I went, huh?
But no, it's not, like you really submerge yourself into this fucking
cool.
world, dude. And then there was a room where there was a bunch of hot trannies, and they were willing to suck my cock.
Yeah, man.
So I jumped into that room and I saw what happened. I didn't love NBA 2K. I played it a few times though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. Something went up my butt and I said, "This isn't for me."
That's cool. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to like jerk off with a headset on. Like, you know, I want all my surroundings. I want to be able to look at things, make sure, you know,
make sure nobody's catching you jerking
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
I understand that as well.
And I also can't wear that like while I'm jerking off into my toilet, you know?
Oh, do you only jerk off into the toilet at this point?
I started just jerking off into the toilet.
I'm with
Why?
I've been doing that since high school.
Why do you think?
Because the gal?
No, it's, I mean,
super
that's
easy
probably
cleanup,
part of it. Easy cleanup. You just
couple
right
of
in.
Tissues are right there. Toilet paper, easy.
That's psychotic, dude.
I've been
in relationships where I've had to like watch porn in the bathroom and then you beat off into the toilet or even in like on an airplane. If you ever have to jerk off on an airplane,
sure.
Well, once
you shoot your rubs right, you bend down right into the toilet, flip, flip, flip.
But even when my chick's not home, I do that. I just think
that's crazy, bro. Oh.
I'm with you.
Why? I know it is crazy and I know it looks bad and terrifying and but there's rarely a place that you could jerk off that doesn't look.
No,
even in the shower, you're like crunching over
my fucking bed.
In my bed,
my back, dude. Spread my fucking legs.
Open your mouth,
fucking, and try to catch it.
Like,
spit it back into your.
Do you ever start in another room and then run to the toilet before you're finished?
No.
I've done that before. I go, I gotta hurry.
No, that's crazy. I'm
Natalie. How do you masturbate? Put the sexy music on. Give us a little bit. I want to have a lesbian.
Yeah, what are you snacking on?
What you snacking on, Natalie? A young lesbian. How does she masturbate?
So first, I remove my overnight oats from the refrigerator, and then.
Nothing crazy, just in my bed.
Yeah,
nice. Not like a
in your bed.
Well, different for a girl.
That's
over
hot.
The, well,
you
over
not,
the toilet.
I would not need to be over a toilet. That would
you,
be insane.
I pause you, White Lotus, and
yeah, because nothing comes out of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so you never squirt, Natalie?
No,
never.
Prove it.
Damn.
You know what you got to do? Take a belt, wrap it around your neck, choke yourself while you're masturbating.
Yep,
guaranteed you'll squirt.
Merry Christmas, kids.
Guaranteed.
Natalie, do you use your hand? Do you use a toy?
I have a toy. I mostly don't use it.
Nice. So Buzz Lightyear?
fine.
Tell us about your toy.
It lives in my sock drawer. It's like not, it doesn't really come.
Does it come to life when you're not in the room?
Hopefully.
So I have a cupboard. There's a little Indian in there. And
like my son's Elf on a Shelf. He lives in the he lives in your sock drawer all year long until Christmas season.
And then it moves around during Advent.
So, Holly, what type of toy is
it's
it?
It's just a vibrator. It's like pretty small.
Small one.
Hey, small.
It's nude colored. It's like, come on, Natalie. Throw some spice.
It's guess what color it is. The color
pink.
That like all
beige
are. No, pink. It's purple.
Purple.
Pink is a good guess. They don't make 80% of sex toys are purple. I
true.
Have no idea why.
Why? Yeah, why is
that's
that?
The standard like Groupon sex toy.
What's up with perp?
Yeah, you're being cheap. You need to spend a little bit of cash. Throw some fucking cash down, you get a good sex toy. That's what we got to get Natalie for Christmas. We got to get her.
Yeah.
Everybody get her a sex toy.
We should do a real ass wish list this
year.
You
guys do Secret Santa?
But we do. That's but I'm talking about to the fans. We should specifically for the fans, and we'll open the
an
gifts
Amazon
on the air.
Wish list, yeah. It's going to be fucking 12 inch giant black dildo.
It's great.
You can't leave it up to them.
If you guys want to send us gifts, this is Natalie's wish. And I'm going to pick everyone's wishes. She wants sex toys this year. Lesbian sex toys, interesting ones. That weren't. We can't open them all in the air, so they got to be good.
The one with the tongue that just goes like this.
Yeah.
You ever seen that one? I love that one.
Yeah. So it's that, the better the sex toy. We'll open it on air. We'll read your card on air. If you write us a card, that'll be great. The address is Gas Digital Studios, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003. Care of the Real Ass Podcast. Very special Christmas wish list.
I think it's Shannon's turn to tell
Shannon,
us what's in her draw.
Shannon, what's in, what do you mess? How do you masturbate, Shannon? We've probably talked
with
about
a
this.
Bat covered in barbed wire.
Staten Island way.
Yeah. Lewis, what Lewis wants to hear is,
well, I have a photo of you right next to my bed.
She knows what's up.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon, how do you masturbate?
Well, I get a call from Rikers Prison.
It's a collect call.
I get a collect call from Rikers.
Do you accept these charges? Sexy time.
I Google spooky ghost stories.
Lewis, you should be laughing at this. This is very funny.
It's okay. Shannon, it was okay. I'll be the judge.
It's very similar to Natalie's.
Oh, hell
nice.
Yes. Yes.
Get that music on.
Yeah.
Niggle.
It's just a.
Can we make it sexy? Good. Slowly,
also,
slowly.
Oh, it's also a purple vibrator.
Oh, nice.
Wow. The same one. Oh, how hot would it be if they shared it?
Oh my
like,
God.
She's like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I get it. Tuesday,
Producer's
Thursday, Saturday,
thing.
I get it.
That's
every
all,
other
don't
Sunday.
Clean it. Yeah, it's got a little white residue on it.
Yeah.
Like that little, like.
We rock, paper, scissor on Sunday. It's scissor. We rock, paper, scissor on Sunday. Yeah. Girl jerk, yeah.
We should have our own show.
Yeah. Wait, Shan, is the streak still alive?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah, we 5 days.
What are you guys,
March.
Lewis? What are you gonna do when that finally ends?
What?
When Shannon finally gets laid?
She gets laid.
How long is it? 4 or something?
It's gonna be 5 years in March.
I'll probably
wait,
take,
5 years.
I'll take my
what?
Hand off her mouth.
Hey, do you guys jerk off every night?
Shut up.
No. Not you guys. Them.
The gals.
The gals.
Gals. Jerking off. That pissed me the fuck off, dude.
The producers.
Jerking off.
No, dude. They frigate.
They frigate. Do you guys frigate?
Do you frigate
every night before you go to sleep, like us?
I do not.
I frigate in the morning.
Yeah,
frigate in the evening, frigate at supper time.
With friggin's on the table.
You can have friggin' at a time.
It doesn't matter who it comes, friggin's right by your side. Nothing gets to you, say. Just
true.
We're friggin' doo doo doo.
Shannon, how often do you frigate?
So it goes in like waves where there will be like months that I don't at all. And then there are sometimes where it's just like in my mind and it will be more.
Nice.
And you lie in bed.
Mouth.
You lie in bed.
Yes.
Do you get completely naked or do
no.
you just take your pants off?
Yeah.
Candles?
Shoes?
No, it's a
candle.
Stop
being a hack. Dude.
I'm not being a hack. That
being
was hacky. That
hack
was hacky. I just want to set the room. I want to set the.
I put on a Sailor Moon costume and I rub my toes together and I.
Natalie, you never do the faucet?
Elaborate.
Like you like lay down on the shower faucet?
Not in years.
Yeah.
But back
not
in
years,
the day.
But back when I was 12, I just took a garden hose and you know, I was in cargo shorts and I just let it blast right on my little clam.
I feel like Natalie, she needs like scalding hot water. Just like it. I need to feel it.
There you go. A little hotter. A little hotter for mommy.
You make her sound like yeah. Kermit.
I know.
A little hotter for mommy.
A little hotter
for rainbow connection. Here we go.
This is very sexy. This is a very hot,
very
steamy,
hot Monday.
Very hot, steamy Monday
Someone's
morning.
Someone's got to bang Shannon.
Dude, stop.
Are you watching porn while you're doing this? Or are you doing it with
oh,
your mind?
Oh, good question.
Who's that asshole?
Shannon, don't be an asshole.
Open
both
question.
Of you.
No, Shannon watches porn for sure. Natalie, yeah. I don't think. I think she's in imagination.
I would if I found something that I liked. I hate mainstream porn, though.
Mainstream porn.
You got to get into the dark web, girl.
Nice. She hates pop porn.
I mean, yeah. I've said it before on the show. I need kids. A Tumblr.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
GIFs.
As long as there's
well,
children.
Would you do the Oculus?
I would try it if I had one, probably. Yeah. Actually, that's all animated, though.
She has to go.
No,
the
it's not all animated.
Mm. Maybe.
No, they film it with like the dude when he goes in. Pull that
he's
up.
He's got a GoPro
yeah.
on.
Let me see.
He's got
it. Always
looks
GoPro
weird. When
it's
you
not
have
just.
The 3D.
I don't think it's just a GoPro.
He's wearing like a camera here, camera there.
Multiple
camera.
GoPros.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like all like. I think he has a special headset on, and then there's like special things on their bodies, points that they have to look at. It's very unsexy, but that kind of makes it kind of sexy in its own way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I could jerk to
the porn stars walk up. They're like, nice headset.
If there were the thing where it's like the dots all over their body.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Jim Carrey in that Christmas movie. It's Jim Carrey in that Scrooge movie. He's like, who's the dude?
Who's going to play Gollum?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm trying to find his name.
So be it.
Yeah. What's with the black bar?
Oh,
what are we?
This
wow.
is how they film it.
Nice. Whoa. Do you do that with your hand?
So this was able to
all right, well, I didn't want to watch that.
Of course, yeah.
So this is our next rig, our next camera that we're using. This one you're going to get about
a... It's covered in cum, so don't touch this one.
Woman now. She's now going down on me.
Nice.
Huh. So that's what it looks like from this side.
So in this one...
You're watching.
So it's just point of view shit, really?
She's a dom, and we wanted you to be low and underneath her.
Whoa.
She's, like, larger.
And, like...
What's wrong with her cheek? Oh, what the
like,
fuck? Go back.
I could call her a racial slur, and it's fine.
What's oh, yeah. She's got a...
She got what the fuck face. Is that?
Shot that out.
Yeah, dude. He should have just went... I'm not even.
There's a slug crawling underneath your face.
I'm sorry, but were you just in the Matrix? How did that beetle from The Mummy 1 get under your cheek?
Are you cosplaying The Mummy 1? You stupid bitch.
Shouldn't have got the vaccine.
Doggy, that is a wild
oh
thing. What is that? Dude, imagine some bitch shows up and she's got a fucking weird...
this is just my cheek clip.
She's still tweet. Come on, she's still tweet.
Nice. I mean, yeah, look, dude. Fucking,
yeah,
fucking Twitter
if
night.
I'm paying for this?
Tweet, yeah.
Get a fucking
I'll say
shit toit. Without a growth.
I'm going to also say tweet, but.
I'll say tweet. Like, look, we all got our own growths, you know.
My penis, worse.
They're called.
No, I mean, not in like, not in a literal sense, but we have our own version of this on our bodies.
Sure.
If you saw us.
I mean, I'm looking around, all our faces look pretty nice.
If
actually.
You took a fucking, one of these 3D fucking cameras and went around our naked bodies,
yeah.
You would find some of people going like, what the fuck is that?
There's a few polyps.
Yeah.
Skin tags.
So who the fuck are
craters
we?
Craters in my ass.
But if that happened on my face,
yeah.
I would kill myself.
Exactly.
It would fuck with me on such a high level.
Sure,
I would never be able to show my weird face again.
Sure, I'd
it's
always
like Drew Brees.
I'd always be wearing a mask.
What is that, Shannon?
I don't know. I didn't even notice it initially.
It's actually a handle for when she blows you.
Shannon didn't notice it. I like her personality.
Do you want him to play it again?
Like yeah,
yeah,
couch.
Let's see if we
she's
can even
like larger than life.
Oh, I thought that was her voice.
She has a penis. It kind of.
Was,
oh,
yeah,
she has a
that
penis.
I was gonna say that's a fucking.
That's
dude.
A man. No, that's actually
oh,
just a
we
bump on her.
We called her
Toit.
Oh no! We're gay.
We're gay. Oh, no.
I didn't. I'm on record
oh,
saying
shit.
It's not for me.
Oh shit! I think I whispered it to myself. So I can't even deny it.
We're gay.
We were raped. That's that I would call that rape.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for that, dude.
That's
that was
great.
Just her cock tucked up into her cheek. Go back.
We gotta find her now.
That's so funny.
Oh yeah.
This is when I was in the
thighs.
Marines.
At the fucking
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Got
oh,
shot
this
in the
thing.
Face.
Look at her fucking kneecaps. They look like Shaq's. They're fucking huge.
Hold on, Alex. I'm on the air. Hey, Alex. Hello.
She this, having this the baby?
Hello.
Is she? Yeah, right.
Harrington's
like, breathe. Second phone breathe. Call he picked up.
What? What's going on?
Very
professional,
seriously.
Right? Like, we should have got
call.
It. We should have knew when there weren't any bagels.
We yeah. should be taking this.
This drug dealer just right, walked in.
Yeah. We should be taking
that bagel.
Who calls me when I'm on the air? She knows I'm on the air. I assume she's having the baby. I really did. I was like, something's going on. She's dying.
Isn't she like only 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Harrington's baby.
Yeah, right.
They can't stay in a home. Oh, yeah, fucking crushing
you
today.
You're doing good today, dude. Yeah, that was great. That was amazing. You're keeping up.
Keeping up on my own show. Can we get another coffee, fucking
and a napkin,
sexy
and
head?
Thank you, pal. Can you
get a donut?
Bring the fucking tray of fucking
and
shit.
Bring like a shot of
something.
You have a shot. Who would have a shot? You want a little shot
of booze?
Yeah.
No, I got dry.
You got some problems. What is going on with you lately?
I'm having a good time. We're on TV. This is fun.
Do you think this is TV?
We're having a good
this
time.
This is why you're
hey,
out
we're
in your career
CNN.
Now.
We're,
he's in the
today.
He's in the small room at the stand. He's like, I'm at the Garden.
He goes, and live from New York, it's Saturday Night. Coming up next on the stage, Natalie Cuomo, everybody.
All right. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Sheath for supporting today's show. Sheath Underwear, I'll tell you right now, this holiday season, this is one of the best gifts you can get that man or woman in your life. Sheath makes the best, most comfortable underwear on the planet. If you guys don't know about their dual pouch technology, they have a sleeve that you put your penis and balls in. It makes you look like a goddamn underwear model, Zach.
Yeah, and also, if you are a gentleman who, let's say, has a little chafing issue, little stink issue, you want to keep your balls away from your big, fat, stupid thighs.
That is very true. You really do. And I'll tell you right now, not only that, they have base layers, they have hoodies, they have everything you need, gator necks. So if you're wearing crummy underwear, right now is the time to level up. And
how did you know my underwear have crumbs in them?
And look like a goddamn king. Go to sheathunderwear.com from Thanksgiving up through Cyber Monday for site-wide sales. Once again, that is sheathunderwear.com. And yeah, go grab some amazing underwear. All right, where were we? Yeah, dude, this... What were we doing? We were watching the tranny.
You wanted to...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee. Keep... What were we doing? I forgot
we
exactly.
We were getting coffee.
We were asking about Shannon's porn stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about how Shannon masturbates, how Natalie...
What's the word they watch?
I thought we moved on from that, but
We're moving on. Actually, we gotta let's do our plugs. We're 25 minutes into the show. Let's get our plugs out of the way.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what's plugging on?
Just listen to my podcast. Here's the scenario. If you're local, I'm running my hour the last Monday every month at a New York comedy club. So this one's the 28th at 7 o'clock. If you want to come by and see me figure it out. Thanks.
Hell yeah.
Fiori. Plugging on. Please watch my special Check Right. It's on my YouTube page, youtube.com/AndrewFiori. You can find it at andyfiori.com. If you're in Morris Plains, New Jersey this weekend, annual Thanksgiving show, come on out. Me, Gethard, some other people. It'll be a fun time. Post-Thanksgiving show.
Love Chris
Saturday.
Gethard. Chris Gethard's a fucking man, dude.
Good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. It's all Jersey, baby.
He's so funny and such a good dude.
Sweetheart.
I think he thinks that like our audience doesn't like him because I guess he had a thing with Shane or somebody.
Sounds right.
One of these guys.
Well, he's like a nerd.
He's a dork.
And this crowd is like, we like
Look,
black t-shirts.
If I saw him, I would have to give him a wedgie and stuff him into a locker.
Exactly, yeah.
Because that's just who I am naturally.
He's a beta cuck.
He's hilarious. Yeah. I've known him a long time. He's a good dude. Good dad.
I think it happens a lot with this fan base that people on the outside of it kind of look at the fan base and go, oh, they're going to think I'm gay or something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hate them before they hate me.
Yeah, I don't know that he hates the fan base. I have asked him to do skanks and do other things. He was like, yeah, dude, I don't think your fan base is going to be into my... And I was like, I think you're wrong. I think
they
my
like
fan base
comedy.
Is going to fucking love you, dude.
They love comedy.
Yeah, but regardless, yeah, he's great. So go see that show. Figgy Snake, what's up?
Hell yeah, at Comic Mike Figs. Support the podcast, Young Guns. Go on YouTube, subscribe. Fuck yeah, baby. Comic Mike Figs, Twitter, Instagram.
Hell yeah. Got a lot of live dates coming up. December 1st, Indianapolis, Indiana. December 2nd, McHenry, Illinois. December 3rd, Glendale, Wisconsin. And then the 16th and 17th, I'll be in Toronto. New Year's Eve, me and Dave Smith. This is almost sold out right now already. We're going to probably add a second show. But the Comedy Store, New Year's Eve, that show's going to be
That's
sick.
Fun as fuck.
Colin Turrell added to that show. Zach Amico, Karen Feehan, Crack Amico. It's a New York fucking takeover. And it's going to be fucking absolutely crazy. So come out to the Comedy Store on New Year's Eve if you can get tickets to those shows. Hot ticket. Then all in January, Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Arizona, Bloomington, Minnesota, and Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. All coming up. Me and Aaron Berg, that is the end of our tour, January 26th to 28th in Cuyahoga Falls. So come out and see me and Aaron Berg. Then I'm taking a short hiatus, and then I'll be back out on the road doing a lot of cities. I already got San Diego on the books, Houston on the books, a lot of stuff coming up. All preparing for a brand new special, Luis J. Gomez, Live from London, or whatever I'm going to call it. I don't know what I've decided, but I'm doing it in London for sure. I'll say this. I'm looking for a venue. I'm planning a scouting sometime in the next month or two, right? So if you guys have any contacts at cool venues, like 200, 300 seats,
Sorry.
Hold on. Like 200-300 seats, please let me know. Just hit me up on social media. Hit me up on any platform, because I want to find a really cool, unique space. And yeah, it's going to be in London. I think the fans out there are some of the craziest fans that we have. And yeah, I don't know. I just want to fucking do something different. So I'm going to go out and do that probably sometime late spring, early summer. So look out for that and send me information if you guys have it. I already have a few really good options, but I want to go out there. If I'm going all the way to fucking England to scout, I want to see as many venues as possible. And yeah, subscribe to Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. And yeah, you get to stream all the fucking on-demand ones that aren't available anywhere else. Anyway, what were we going to say?
Do you remember when we were at Tim's and we were talking about you doing that special, what we said you should call it? And you're just not saying it right now? Or
no, I don't remember.
Forget?
What was it?
We were talking about how you should call it Louis J. Gomez Presents London J. Gomez.
Oh, that is funny, but it's probably not going to be that.
Laughing very hard when
we
said that
last time. I'm thinking about calling it either just Louis J. Gomez Live from London or Louis J. Gomez London, like colon London.
Louis owns London, LOL.
Or
Live from London.
Skankfest London.
An American comic in London.
That's cool. Give it a unique name. This Live from blah, blah, blah is so fucking lame, dude. Give it a fucking cool name.
Blah, blah, blah is closer to Liverpool.
What about Joan Jett live in London?
Then I thought I would call it a real arse dude.
That's great.
Louis J. Gomez, real arse dude.
What about Louis J. Gomez? Hello, governor.
Hello, hello, mate. Really?
Hello.
Really London it up.
Crumpets.
Yeah,
Louis J. Gomez, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I'm very excited, though. So,
when's the last time you performed in London?
I don't know. It was like a year and a half ago.
Okay. That. What was so special about it that you're like, oh, fucking London?
The fans were just great. They were really, like, appreciative. They were down to fucking laugh at really dark jokes. And it was just, it wasn't even about that. Like, if I go anywhere, that's going to be the case. If I did it in New York, LA, you can go anywhere in this country. The fans that would come out for that specifically are going to be great, obviously, right? Yeah. You see Skankfest, like, it's just the best fans of the world. But there's just something kind of punk rock about, like, England. Like, the fans that came out, like, if you look at the fans in the U.S., they all kind of look like heavy metal guys or, like, juggalos, right?
Sure, yeah.
If you look at the fans in England, they all look like soccer hooligans.
Oh, that's cool.
I think there's something, like, really fucking, like, just, like, a cool, like, aesthetic of, like, just, like, that audience. And they were, fucking drank every night. Like, these fans came out, and, like, we went out to, like, pubs and just fucking, we were just arm wrestling and just yelling. And it was just such
a pirate ship.
Dude, that's what the Skanks fans in England are. They're fucking pirates. Living, walking land pirates. They got a couple limbs missing. They got fucking eye patches.
You're going to tell everyone the day you watched Louis J. Gomez.
What's the the Pirates of the Caribbean thing?
They called him the Joan Jett of comedy.
I'm going to keep saying Joan Jett until I hit.
They called him the point guard, the Scotty Pippen.
I don't know what a point guard is.
That's how they laugh. They go,
that seems like an American reference.
You're excited about the world.
He's got a parrot on his shoulder. Real ass dude.
Rape. Baby Japs.
Are you excited about the World Cup? No, I'm excited about Louis J. Gomez. That's what I'm excited about.
Dude, dress up as Jack Sparrow. Do the whole thing as Jack Sparrow. So, Dougies. So, Hitler had a time machine.
No, dude, I gotta get in shape, though, for it. I'm not gonna be a fat piece of shit. My last special, I was a fat, frumpy piece of shit.
Sure.
And I'm gonna for this one, I'm gonna be in incredible shape. That's the last thing
I
do.
The special that I did outside, I'm blackout drunk, and my fucking t-shirt, the boxers are over the t-shirt.
You fly
down.
And I'm
like, well, you know, it's
awesome, though, man.
You're dressed like Captain Underpants.
Yeah. I come out with my shirt tied around my neck.
Yeah. You're dressed like Quail Man, remember from Doug?
Yeah, my belt around my
your
forehead.
Underwear on the outside. Quail Man. Shit, dude. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, mate. Okay, yeah. So we'll see what happens. I think it'll be very, very good. I'm excited about all the new material that I'm doing. It's really,
hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking, I think people are going to really dig it. So, yeah, and I think we're going to do a little something different with it. I think I'm going to release it to YouTube like everyone else does.
Different.
So, that's it. No, I'm going to release YouTube, but then I think at the same time I'm going to do an extended cut with like a little mini documentary because I'm going to tour in the UK for like the week leading up to it. I'm going to do like all my warm-up sets in like, you know, fucking Scotland and Ireland and wherever else. I'm going to film that. I'm bringing my production crew will follow me around there, do like a little mini 30-minute doc, extended cut, like a longer cut that'll be available for sale in conjunction with the free one that goes on YouTube.
That's a good idea.
Right?
Commentary?
Oh, dude, that'd be fun, dude.
Commentary on your own.
That's
no.
Not a bad idea.
See where this bit came from.
Yes.
Even
get a
better,
bunch
dude.
Of comics.
Yeah, hire Shane and Ari and Big J. Yeah. And it's them doing commentary on my fucking special.
Dude, that's
oh,
a
that'll
great
be brutal,
idea.
Dude. That'll be brutal. Holy
you guys
shit,
that,
dude.
Like, nobody knew what was going on about COVID at the time. Like, nobody knew.
Oh, shit. All right, big news. Black Friday is upon us. It is Thanksgiving week, and our good partners at Yield Kratom have an amazing deal. Home of the $60 kilo, you know this. But if you're over the age of 21 years old and you're in the market for Kratom, just for one day, Black Friday, you can get $50 kilos if you buy two. So 2 kilos for $100. It's a huge fucking deal. If you guys are that's your Kratom for a year. Who knows? All right, that's a lot of Kratom. So grab that, $100. This is the gift that keeps on giving. This is a holiday gift for that Kratom addict in your life.
Hell yeah.
You got to get it for them right now. This limited time deal, 2 kilos for just $100 at yokratom.com. All right, where were we? I had a dream last night, a very terrifying dream.
Sure.
About Joe List.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Did he die?
I don't know.
Off the wagon?
You don't know.
I don't know if he died.
You didn't solve the mystery.
Me and Joe were walking through the village. Somewhere downtown. So we could have been, I could have been anywhere in New York City, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We're anywhere. It was so realistic because it wasn't that fantastical. It wasn't that crazy of a dream. It's just something that could have happened.
This
right?
is going to be like, and then I got down on one knee and asked him to marry me.
No, dude.
And then I woke up and I felt the same feelings that I had in the dream.
we were walking through the village. And there was, you know, in front of, and if people aren't from New York City, I think this is a pretty unique thing to maybe New York, probably big cities, right? But in front of the place, the basement, there's like metal doors in front of like your storefront.
Yeah, yeah.
And they open up and you could walk down. Sometimes they go in, sometimes they open up like that, right? But that's how you get into the basement is typically or very often through the front of the store, right?
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the, what do you call them?
Yeah, yeah, like the little thing.
Am I making it clear to people that aren't from New York?
Specific name
there
for
are
them.
Ways to get into the basement from the street in front of the store.
There's two metal cellar doors in front of the store. So if you're walking on the street, you could actually just step on these doors. And very often, they're just open, right?
Yes.
So if you're not paying attention, you could literally just fall down into these basements, right?
Yeah.
So in this one, the doors were facing downward. So I'm just walking with Joe. And then I watch, I'm looking at him, I'm seeing him, like, he's not going to fall in there, right? And I just sort of let it happen, dude.
Whoa.
And
whoa.
Joe fell into this door, but he smacked his, as he fell, he smacked his chin on the other side of the thing. So it snapped his, I just watched his neck go back, and he fell down the stairs, and he was like.
And then he's at the bottom with his
not
leg.
Moving, dude. Oh yeah, not moving.
He
died. Bleeding.
And you just lifeless. Took the doors, and you went, goodbye, Joe. Yeah.
So this is Doesn't
I'll
Live,
take care of Sarah.
Doesn't Live, Lewis's Dream Edition. No, but then I had to like, I think I just left him, and then I was like walking to my spot, and I was all shaken up. I was like, oh, I hope Joe's alive. I didn't even wait for the cops or the police or the ambulance or anything. I don't even know if I called them. I just jumped ahead in this dream.
I got a 514 at the stand.
And I saw Sarah Tolomash talking to somebody else, kind of like distraught and upset. She's like, I don't know if he's okay, blah, blah, blah. And then I heard her.
Well,
go,
news spread quickly, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, I just wish somebody was there to tell me what happened. That was me. And then I kept walking. I was like, I got to get to my spot. I can't deal with Sarah's sadness right
Mark
now.
Mark Norman has like missing flyers. He's like, hey, you see my friend?
Hey, we're just looking for Joe.
Tragedy. So
Tuesdays with Gory.
So then I turned back around though and I told her and I was like, yeah, I was there and he hit his chin and I was like, it's not good. And she was just very like sad. And then I started fucking her.
Like, nice, nice. Is that where the dream ended? You just told her?
She started eating her ass.
Well, she was like, wait, did you continue to walk past me when you heard me talking about this?
I was like, you know what? I came back. I'm an asshole.
I didn't think he was going to fall down there, Dougie. But,
damn, dude. So, right. So when you woke up from that, how did you feel?
How did I feel?
How did you
feel?
I felt
sad. I texted Joe right away.
And what'd you say?
But you weren't relieved?
I texted, no, well, was I, no, I,
that it wasn't real, you know?
No, I still felt the anxiety of like watching that happen to my friend.
Ah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, I technically was relieved, you know, but it was still like almost like anxious and like, oh fuck, dude. I texted Joe that it happened and he was like, why would you tell me that?
Yeah. What do you tell Joe? That fucking like, maniac.
He was like, I'm going to the doctor for the first time in 20 years today. He was like, this is like a sign. He was like, they're going
to
tell me I have cancer.
Yeah. See,
I gave him
the last
massive,
person you need to tell
massive
shit,
anxiety.
That's
like,
hilarious.
He's freaking out.
The last
right now.
Person you need to
Yeah, he's not happy. He's like, I'm going to the cellar tonight. He was like, is it a cellar thing? Am I going to get hurt at the cellar?
I don't know. Just
well, let's read into it why you're having those dreams.
I know. What's the analysis? Why am I dreaming that my more successful friend is hurting himself? Shannon, is there anything that could be behind
Maybe
that?
Maybe it's jealousy.
I'm trying to find a dream of somebody else's. Okay,
somebody
here.
Else's death.
Dream,
somebody else, not necessarily death,
this
but
is falling.
Falling and
not
getting
death,
named.
But like legs breaking,
injury.
Neck snapping. You know,
maybe okay. It
somebody
means...
in the racist live chat said this didn't happen because Joe doesn't have a chin. That is very true. Exactly.
That's funny. Yeah.
So it's a fantasy.
Hilarious.
It's a dream.
That is hilarious.
Brutal.
So it says, a dream about someone else falling can bring up feelings of impotence and shame.
Oh, I can come. I got come all in these balls, bitch.
Apparently, a dream about someone falling can bring up you're gay.
It's shame. Yeah, if you dream with one of your friends, I mean, you're a fucking piece of shit boss.
Sorry, that's just what dreams.org
says. You should probably
says.
Give your employees raises instead of being such a cheap piece of shit. Yeah.
It says, especially if you tried to save them but couldn't. This may represent tension in your relationship with that person.
Well, you didn't do shit.
Well, they did cut me from the movie, so maybe this
oh,
is me.
Oh, there you go. Now we're getting
maybe.
Into it.
Maybe this is me just still holding on to that resentment from that movie.
Yeah, what does it say if you just walked by and then not only walked by but didn't tell his wife?
I didn't tell his wife. I consciously ignored her.
Complete lack of responsibility.
If you didn't tell his wife, you're a bad father.
But then it sort of turned into like I had the guilt in the dream of me being the cause of it, right? So, which sure. is a recurring dream that I have very often, which I've talked about many a times, about that I've hurt somebody and that I'm hiding it over the years, or I buried a body, or that I've killed somebody, yeah. And like that is, and then but the police are like sort of closing in on me and always feeling like shit. Yeah. I'm about to fucking.
Maybe you're feeling remorse or regret. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe.
Do
yeah.
you feel afraid when you walk on those grates? You know how sometimes they're locked and they just kind of
grates.
Like,
that's what I was looking
go,
for.
They go down, you know.
I don't
maybe
think
that
has anything
recently.
To do with the grates of the doors.
So. Okay. That's sometimes
so maybe you just don't think the hinges are that good.
Sometimes I walk in them, I get nervous.
Don't walk
bounce.
Hey, like walk
hey, hey let me analyze this dream. Maybe you're afraid of falling through cellar doors.
Maybe you subconsciously believe the doors should be a little stronger.
You ever work at a deli? Do you know what's, how that works? They slide the boxes down there. Actually, Joe probably slid down and he's fine.
Stop giving me your fucking real fucking shit.
I get nervous when I walk on those
take
things.
Take the fucking beating.
Don't
you're
walk
an
on
idiot.
Them. Step over them,
can
dude.
Can I crate them some of
you?
I found one more explanation.
Please.
It says that most often other people in a dream represent the dreamer. So dreaming about someone else falling might simply indicate that the dreamer wishes to emulate the other person in some aspect and fears unable to do so.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to fucking jealous of Joe List.
What do you think it is?
I'm not jealous of Joe.
The herbs?
No.
We could get you herbs.
I can get herbs.
I can get you herbs.
I mean, if I'm looking for herbs, I'm going to you.
Shit. Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it was a scary dream. Shannon, you had a dream about me recently, right?
I did, and
play
I only remember it.
Start that sexy music.
Play the music. Right play the now. Sexy music.
It's gonna be. It's
what
gonna
you
be,
dreaming on?
It's gonna be slightly disappointing, but so we mentioned before that because I haven't had sex in so long, there isn't sex that actually happens in my dream. But in the dream, I realized that all of a sudden that I was pregnant and you were the father.
Oh,
holy shit!
There
fucking
was no sex.
God.
No
you
sex
do
happened.
It.
So you fucked in another.
You're
dream.
Fertile, Daddy.
No,
forget
you didn't
that
have
dream.
Sex,
you're cock
and you're the father.
It was
that
an immaculate conception,
conception.
Or I fucking, you know,
no,
I gave
I think
her some fucking.
I think the idea was roofies. That we had sex, but that part wasn't in the dream. Damn. But I just remember having the baby, like gloss being pregnant.
Right and how did you feel about it? You felt, am I wrong or am I right? You felt incredible about it. It was a fulfilling, loving, you were like, wow, dude, this is what I want in life.
No, it was like, I mean,
wow.
It's just what it is. True,
Shannon. Shannon, first of all, your old ass eggs would fucking, our baby would come out.
Our
baby would come out with one eye.
First of all, should have been you going down that great doggy. Second of all, if mine don't get bagels cut in fractions by next Monday, forget about getting pregnant by me, bitch. Poor girl. She's over there being nice.
I want 16ths. Every bagel, 1/16th.
Sliced bagels.
You slice them and you cut. All right, so the bagel, you slice it long ways in half.
Sure, yeah.
Then you flip it, you cut it in half again. You flip it again, you cut it in half one more time. Quarters of bagels.
Yeah, and then you dip them in jelly and shit. Right?
You don't dip them. We're not going to dip them. We're going to take a fucking spoon or a knife, and you're going to take a little bit, you're going to spread it on there. You don't need to dip.
Okay.
It's dippable.
I realize we were
it's not a dippable size.
Yes, it's not a football party, dickhead.
You just needed a finger food. That's a dippable size.
That's not what it is. We don't dip. It's not a dippable thing. That's not what we're doing.
I disagree.
You can dip
anything if you try hard enough.
Can I also say this? Can I tell you why it's not dippable? Because very often these bagels, they have seeds on them. So now if you're taking an everything bagel and dipping it,
you're going to want to plant these seeds and make more bagels.
How do you make everything bagels?
Perfect business idea. You buy one everything bagel, you have every type of bagel.
Anybody have any croissant seeds? I want a croissant. I need croissant seeds.
No, dude.
You leave behind remnants.
You can fucking and then it's also
an allergy.
It's just the allergy. Just sometimes people don't want garlic in their cream cheese, dude.
Fair.
Well,
even a garlic bagel, a sesame seed bagel, a poppy seed bagel, any of these things. So you should trust me on this. It's not a dippable thing.
I trust you.
All right.
You won
me over.
You know what I don't like? Because look, you know what I really like?
Ugh, don't do that.
ASMR.
ASMR. Yeah,
you like that kind of ASMR? I like the.
No, I don't like ASMR at all.
That was a.
So I like French fries. With mayonnaise and ketchup. Now that's not a crazy thing, obviously.
That's a Puerto Rican thing.
Mayonnaise and
mayo ketchup.
Near at me, okay, dude.
Mixed together, or you dip one and then dip the other.
Dip one, dip the other. But what will drive me out of my fucking mind is somebody that dips it in the ketchup than the mayonnaise. You get the red and the white. That's crazy. It's white and the red. I don't know why white and red is acceptable. Red and white, completely unacceptable.
Unacceptable! Unacceptable, Dougie. We're sponsored by Rock Auto.
This is Lewis's dreams that I'm having sex with a girl on her period, and I came in her. You can't mix the white with the red.
How are you, Shannon? How did you know it was Lewis's baby?
You just knew.
It came out all fucking
just
aggressive.
Dream.
It was fingering her from the inside.
Now that's what we should be examining, because if she just knew, there means that's something. That means something.
Shannon, listen to me. Shannon knows that the fucking boat has sailed. Okay. She knows. I got a girlfriend now. She's meeting the family on this week for Thanksgiving.
She headlining next week.
She's not a comic. She's a normal chick.
Good.
With a podcast now.
Who just started doing comedy. Just now. Welcome to the stage. No. She's not a... I mean, she's in the entertainment industry, but she's not...
Okay.
Yeah, she's a professional
porn
dancer.
Porn star.
No, professional dancer.
Professional
nice.
Dancer. Yeah. All right. So it's Shannon's now... I see it in her eyes. I walk in. There's a sadness behind her eyes every day. She knows she missed the boat.
She's having the dreams of what could have been.
What could have been. Yeah. She's having the dream about the baby. She's fucking...
Being the queen snake.
Very, very longingly looking at me.
Yeah.
A little bit of like glaziness behind her eyes.
Yeah.
What about this? How about this proposal? Shannon, do you want kids, Shannon? Because Lewis could maybe still be a donor. And
boner. Okay. Boner donor.
Boner donor.
Boner donor.
I'm okay.
You're okay?
Yeah.
All right.
How did you feel when you woke up?
Shannon, you wouldn't take my fucking cum?
For what?
To play
what?
With?
For what is it? Hilarious.
Put it behind your ears?
A little something about
for
Mary.
For what?
Shannon, it's your last opportunity. If you had to take semen from one man at Gas Digital, this is a great fucking, this is a great
is that
bit.
All see,
what you coming on, Shannon?
What you
Listen, what would you, if you had to take... come from one guy, and it's not, it's artificial insemination, so it's not who you're gonna fuck.
Okay.
They're putting it in a turkey baster and they're shoving it up your cunt.
It's Thanksgiving.
I already have an answer.
You already have the answer. There's one person you're going to take the cum from.
It up your cum.
And hold on, should we put the parameter? Do they have to be in the kid's life? Are you considering that,
no.
or are you just simply
the cum.
You're
simply
not gonna
going
believe
genetically
this,
the cum?
But gay blind Mike.
Hell yeah, Shannon.
There's just something about his autism that I want to spread.
You want this cum, Shannon? Where are you? Where are you? Are you close to me?
You guys are going to laugh, but
gay blind Mike.
Little gay blind Michael.
There he goes.
Yeah, there he is.
It's like a dog when you call his name.
I think I have my is it Dave?
No.
Who would
so
it
this
be?
Is I was also thinking of maybe the money factor, but even nice. Not including that, just genetically, it would be Michael Bisping.
Bisping. Oh, Bisping. Just genetically.
Oh, well.
I got
of course. I didn't even know that
also,
was an option.
The money
seriously.
Would be cool too. You know, because it like the child support.
All right,
whatever,
Shannon, go
cool.
fuck yourself.
Yeah, Shannon.
You can't. That's not a bad choice.
All right, second place, you bitch.
I thought she was going to say Michael Sanger.
Third. Oh, yeah. All give right. me fourth now. All right, hold on.
Seventh.
Natalie, if you had to take somebody's semen here to create a baby with,
it's you. You win.
There thanks, you Natalie. You know what, Natalie? You just got a fucking raise,
bitch.
Yeah,
yeah, she saw that.
Work here. Fuck yeah.
My God. That was like the
Nattlesnake. Good job.
Nattlesnake. 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 Nattlesnake.
That's hilarious.
She wants a real ass baby.
Wow. Now that is, that's. Business savvy.
Yeah.
She knows.
She knows.
We know she's lying.
First of all, my kid is the fucking shit. Okay? My kid is the fucking shit.
Yeah.
And that's from my balls.
Okay.
I said a parent-teacher conference with my kid. The teacher was like, she like sat me down like with a serious tone. She was like, I've never had an easier parent-teacher conference. She was like, your kid's perfect.
Oh.
She was like, he's sweet. He's
Here's
smart.
Also, who's
going to
be on Skanks this week?
Here's the problem. Is that you need to have two kids with two different people so that we can really tell if it's your balls is what's making it him good or if it's her clam.
Yeah.
Her clam juice.
Clam jam.
Her clam jam.
Or my,
yeah, so have sex with somebody, have a kid.
Yeah.
And then in a couple years, we'll compare.
We'll be able to really see.
We'll compare your two kids.
I went and I visited Dave Smith yesterday. He just bought a house somewhere in Jersey, and it's beautiful. I'm so proud of him. So
nice.
Fucking
That's
proud
awesome.
Of him. His kids are adorable. His daughter, like James, I brought James, and his daughter's almost four. She's the cutest little fucking girl, dude. And like immediately both these kids just gravitate towards my son. Like just immediately, and she's fucking like looking up to him. She's like, Dames, let me show you.
They're like cousins.
So fucking cute, dude. I mean, just adorable. It's nice. Like a really reward. Dude, we're fucking shitheads, right? And we say stupid shit into microphones, and we just try to make each other laugh. And we got to a place where like, I'm watching Dave with his fucking kids, and it's like big beautiful
and you're like,
house.
That guy's a Nazi?
His beautiful wife, his fucking, he's got a, you know, like a really, like a legitimately beautiful home. I'm fucking so proud of him. It's a fucking, it's an amazing thing, dude, when you just fucking set your mind to something and then.
You guys should do a documentary about you three, you, Jay, and Dave, where you're taking care of your kids and call it Bad Dads.
Bad Dads.
Nice.
Yeah. It's okay. You're not really an idea guy.
Out of all of us right now, I think I'm.
You can never walk on a grate and feel a little weird.
Yeah, this guy's throwing out grates. I got actual ideas. I could be somebody.
Great, great.
I'm not dumb.
Great, great.
Grape. Great, great.
He's like, call it wild hogs.
All right. So Shannon, you had that dream, and then when you woke up, were you disappointed?
No, I was just like, oh, that's Lewis is going to enjoy hearing about this.
Yeah.
That was really it.
Yeah. I'm a great father.
I know.
My semen would fucking do you all very nice. So.
Got it.
Also, considering not even just, or well, consider the money, considering the person having to be in their life, their genetics, you still pick Bisping over me. Really?
I think so.
All of it. You don't get to fuck him. You just get to take his cum.
You're physically more attracted to Bisping.
We put it in a fume wooden inhaler, and then we insert it into your pussy.
She wants a white child.
She don't want no fucking half-breed spick muff.
She's tiptoeing around it.
She's tiptoeing around the fact.
I forgot.
She's like, I got money. I got this. What's wrong with Miss Shannon? You ever put mayo and ketchup together?
She wants a fucking pure child.
You never do that? Do you want some arroz con pollo for Thanksgiving?
That's what she considers. She considers it mixing mayo and ketchup.
Dirty, wetback fuck. She wants a happy white baby. Oh, wait, all jokes aside, Shannon, you're not dating people? 5 years? You haven't? I can't believe it. You look great.
Thanks.
I know. Like, when I met you, you were a fat little fucking rump of shit, and now you're fucking stunning and smoking hot.
And he only met you a month ago.
Hey, nice to meet you, fat shit. Boar's head ham. What is, what's going on?
I've been on some dates. I don't know. I'm just over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Who died?
Speaking of
who's over this, who's this teen that was bullied over his werewolf disease? What is this shit? What's the story here?
Werewolf. It's already disease. Amazing.
Okay. So he's from India, which I feel like everybody that has this disease comes from India. But
it's very racist.
I don't know. I think it's something with their.
Yeah, trying my best. Not
hair N words.
Here's when their parents first had him and like the fur started to grow, they tried to just like shave him and
you
thought
tried
that
to shave
would
him down.
It. Yeah.
Do we have video of him?
I do. Hold on, just 1 second.
I mean, that's crazy. Imagine you had your kid was fucking growing hair all over his face and body like a werewolf.
Really gross. You got to fucking manscape him at 3.
That's terrible, dude.
Yeah, so, that sucks.
So they shaved the hair and it did work for a little bit, but then it started to come back. So
that's how hair works.
So you got to wax it.
You got the video?
Yeah.
You're going to put wax on it.
It grow back?
Oh, that's
this
funny.
Is it?
Oh, this is funny.
This
is special.
This
is
actually.
I'm going to be full on disappointed.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh my God.
That's funny.
It looks painful.
Yeah, I bet it is really painful.
Natalie's getting fucking hard right now.
Now we're talking. This is the amateur independent stuff that I've been looking for.
This is the type of woman that Natalie's attracted to. It's a nice hairy bitch.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, for the time, this was awesome, right?
It's pretty good now.
Yeah, it's good now.
I think it's pretty good. Look at that.
Is this some
American Werewolf in London?
Oh, thanks, Shannon.
Oh,
we got it. Good job.
Yeah.
That's not the real video, Shannon. Show me the fucking real video. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him to do something Indian.
I want to watch the rest of the movie.
Like ask for hot chili oil.
Well, he did adjust and came back from the bullying. So this is from later.
Okay, this is it's him in school. Oh, that's nice.
All right. Oh, come on.
Shannon, this bit is terrible. Right. I don't know where you see
a great bit.
The Kyrie won't take the vaccine.
That coach, well, he did, that coach he rules, by the way.
What's up? Look at this guy.
Hello, you like to play basketball?
Well, set up the pick. What are you landing for? Set up the pick.
I want to see his dong.
Nice. I love the through Let's the legs.
Go. Oh, yeah. He's a black werewolf?
Come on.
Come on, white boy.
Come on.
I think...
I'll eat you alive.
Nice.
Should have been a backcourt penalty.
Yeah.
Cool, dude. Nobody even blocked you. It's not really that impressive.
How did he do it? I did it.
The ref was in on it. The ref goes, yeah, 2 points. Let's go. Let's keep the game moving.
You could have tripped him, too.
Well, that's all it took, and they were like, you know what? Let's go.
Yeah.
Nice one. Let's go. The ref wants to get home to his fucking whiskey.
All right, dude, he's a wolf. Let's play.
Yeah.
They all agree.
Was that
like,
Air Bud?
It's weird as fuck, but you know what, dude? Let's go.
Yeah, I'm not losing to no damn wolf.
we're humans.
Bobby, didn't we say we were getting bagels every Monday?
Bobby Bagels.
He's like, right? Yeah, they were bagels.
Right, didn't we say that? And then we put it on Dylan. Dylan Quaglieri's. Cagliari's.
Yeah.
And this fuckface got a bunch of fucking cookies.
Dylan broke,
not even fresh,
he broke
cookies
into a trailer park.
By the way,
home.
There's a great Italian cookie spot that my friend James Meekum's wife's family owns. It's, what is it called? It's right here. It's on 8th Street.
Nabisco. It's a fresh place. It's called the best.
It's called the Veneros.
You like Ritz?
Veneros.
That's on 11th. Yeah.
Yeah, 11th Street. Veneros.
Venereal disease.
Yeah.
Dude, venereal disease. Veneros, they're great. If you would have brought in a tray of fucking Veneros cookies, you guinea, I thought it would have been fucking great. He brought the cheapest cookies. He spent $13, by the way. $13. I did the math in my head.
I'd like to be reimbursed.
He spent $13 on horse shit. If you went to Dunkin' Donuts for $13, you could have gotten a half a dozen bagels, a dozen donuts. Cube those bitches up.
Yeah.
Cut them down into fourths all across
the
board.
They have the munchkin, Lewis. They cube have them. Munchkins.
No, dude.
Cube them.
Cube those bitches right the fuck up, dude.
Damn, I'm starving. This whole thing is making me fucking hungry.
I was
a
fucking werewolf
for
kid.
Less money than he spent on whatever the fuck he just spent. Bobby, this is you. You're the fucking boss around here. Crack the whip on this fucking dummy.
I mean, there's more Oreos and Chips Ahoy than there are bagels. It's really weird for breakfast.
Is there bagels even? You went and got them.
Little tiny bagels, nice. Yeah.
There's little bagels. Well, right, at least they went and got the bagels.
Bring them out here.
They just spent more money. Thank you, Sebastian Maniscalco. He's very excited.
What? So it goes to get the cookies. My father used to cut the bagels. 17
That's good. That's good.
It's the only thing I can do.
Wow.
Hey, Brent, it's the
Look at
only
this bullshit.
Wow.
But can I say? Hold on.
Let me just say. I feel like I'm on an extra on Law and Order.
Cagliari.
Crafty.
So what I said was, cut him in half.
Some of them.
No, but now they're not even sliced that way. Long way, half, half. Quarter sandwiches.
People love eating on
You know what? I want you to cut these Oreos in quarters.
Oh, poor kid.
Whoa.
You fucking asshole.
No, you can still do your homework.
Yeah, you
see,
there always ends up being food on the table when I'm here.
Yeah, we're feds. But there's something about when you come into an office environment, there being snacks.
There's got to be snacks,
dude.
Yeah.
There's got to be snacks.
It makes it really like a business instead of like a warehouse.
It does.
And
we have a lot of
snacks,
but the snacks are fucking, you know.
Hold on. Figs. Yeah. Put some fucking cream cheese on an Oreo. Go for it.
Figs. But it'll be good.
I bet it will.
So let me tell you why it'll be good. Because cheesecake is simply just cream cheese with the sugar added. It's just a different type of sugar. It's a deconstructed piece of chocolate Oreo cheesecake.
Nice.
There you go. Right.
What about Chippewa? Brothers
and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands in the sky.
It's that fucking brown shit in the middle.
Thank you, Rattlesnake.
Is that whitefish or tuna?
Ugh.
I like a good fish, dude. The Jews get it, dude.
Yeah, lox.
A little fucking little spread, a little fish spread.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see the werewolf kid or not? I'm fucking so excited for the werewolf kid.
Yeah. Right. We need to see the werewolf kid. Let's go.
We did see it.
We've got food in front of us. I want to look at a gross teenager.
The brown one is peanut butter and Nutella, they said.
Ugh.
No.
What?
The brown one is Lewis.
What?
Is there a brown one?
It's Lewis. I said it.
There it is.
Put it here. Let me see.
Are you gonna eat that like that?
Okay. Oh fuck.
I gotta say they've trimmed down the double stuff too. That looks like a normal stuff.
Yo. It looks like bad tuna.
Yeah.
You need to clarify. It looks like bad tuna, but that's fucking solid, right?
I don't love Nutella as a.
Oh, that's too much.
Maybe it's too much
to try it.
Oh wow.
That's not a sample sizing.
Jesus Christ.
Look, can I say you've improved it? It's better. I would say less
presentation shit.
The presentation's not great, but it's better. We could have carved up those donuts in a better or those bagels in a better way.
Time was not on his side.
Wow, that's different. Hazelnut peanut butter, that was good.
Yeah. Can we see the werewolf, Shannon?
Yeah, so here's a picture.
Can I get another coffee?
And sandwich.
I knew it was going to be great.
I can show you a video. It's just not in English. He's speaking, but it's not in English.
That's okay.
I think he's cool, dude.
It's in really scary. He's talking cool. To fucking wolf.
Oh.
Hey, what's up, guys? Don't forget to subscribe.
Smash that like button.
You know what I love? He still abuses his wife.
I think that's cool.
He still smacks the shit out of his wife.
She's like, bad dog.
He looks like a German schnauzer.
Holy shit.
Dude, not for nothing. He's is adorable. Definitely, and I mean this, more attractive than the average Indian person. He's cute, dude. I want to rub his nose, dude.
He's like, hi, today's letter is the letter A.
I think you should get one for James.
Yeah. Dude, he's kind of adorable.
He's like, hi, we're going to learn about long division.
Oh, boy. All right. Now it got a little.
Oh, it's a little bit hot.
Okay, now I'm going to jerk it in front of you now. Believe it or not, my cock has no hair on it. Can
it's,
you believe it?
It's a pink. It just comes out of his.
Like a lipstick.
Yeah. I think he looks cool, dude. He should just.
He's like, I live in this giant doghouse.
And even a Ferris wheel. This is very nice.
Sometimes
okay, my father make me sleep outside if it is not raining. Who are you praying to, doggy?
All dogs to? Go to heaven.
Literal doggy?
When he gets out of the shower, does he shake off all the water like a dog?
If you're still praying to your God, you fucked up, dude. Your God failed you. You need to be smiting him. If you have if you have dog disease, you got to be smiting your fucking God every day,
the
dude.
Father, man, the Son, and the roo, 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 roo.
Yo, my man needs to start his own fucking podcast, his own YouTube channel.
He would crush it. First of all, if he, got, on, if he got on TikTok,
that's what I'm saying.
There'd be dumb. Dude, young kids, it's hilarious, dude. Like 17,
young Wolfie.
Hot 16-year-old girls are out there right now. They're like, I want to fuck young Wolfie. I want to, like, he's so brave and fucking, like, that's the thing. They're training these kids to be attracted to freaks.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. I think it's hilarious. We're going to have a lot of freaky fucking babies in future generations.
Cool. I'm cool with that.
His YouTube page has 113,000 subscribers.
There you go.
Nice.
He's so crushing.
He's praying to his God. He's like, thank you, God. The mailman did not kill my family today.
Thank you for dental chews.
Thank you, thank you, YouTube, for this plaque. I got that 100,000 subscribers.
I got followed by a cashier.
Subscribers. I'm not good at accents.
Neither am I. So, Shannon, first of all, I think he's adorable. And I think he's actually, we should do a female version of Twitter Noit.
Yeah, right? Twitter Noit.
But not what? Twitter Noit. No, it's got to be something different. What do women call? Women don't call men tight.
Stud, a stud.
Stud or dud?
Stud.
Stud or dud.
But, no, but it's got to, we got to also like turn it on its side so it's not a real word. Stuart or
dud. No, there's another word. There's a real word, not stud. This isn't the 50s.
He's a real stud.
They're not talking about quarterbacks.
Hunk or funk.
I'd like to neck him.
Hunk. Doug Flutie, a real stud.
That's more like 90s. Hunk.
What do women call
Beefcake?
Zaddy? There is Zaddy. No,
Zaddy is like an older man that they're attracted to. That's not
That's true.
What do women call hot dudes that they like?
Yeah. What do you guys say? Like
Shannon.
I'm trying to think. I feel like just hot.
He's hot.
I can't think of another word.
Hot or
not? The kids are using
handsome. Or like, he's so handsome.
Peg you with an Oreo right now. Double stuffed Oreo.
Those are not double.
Stupid fucking suggestion, dude. How dare you?
I'm underutilized.
You know, you don't have ideas. You try to.
I
be
have
an,
ideas.
You're regularly trying to be an idea guy, and that's just not your lane.
You're regularly trying to be an idea guy.
It's not your lane, dude. Stop coming with ideas. Just be funny. You're funny. You don't need ideas.
I can have ideas.
No,
I can,
you can't.
I can do whatever.
So bring
I want.
One. If you're gonna do it, do
okay,
it.
Okay, I brought the.
What?
Nothing.
You're
nothing
not the point.
So
you're
far.
Not. You're
I'll
not.
I'll admit nothing so
you're
far.
You're not the point guard of podcast.
Sure, I'm the Jeff Bezos of podcast. You're, all right, I'm going to be.
What's another
right
position?
Now,
what's another position on a basketball team that
Towel
doesn't
boy.
Power forward?
That doesn't do that.
The
much.
Mascot,
yeah. Water boy,
power bottom. You're the power bottom of podcasting.
Well, you know, sometimes I want to be a power top. Okay.
Okay, no, I like that. Mayhem in the Racist Live Chat said fine or noin.
Oh, that's not bad.
Fine,
that's
not bad. Fine or noin.
Fine or noin.
Fine or noin.
Fine or noin. I like it. Fine or noin.
Wow.
I want.
Now that's an idea, guy.
Fine or noin. Mayhem, you got a fucking job, bitch.
Mayhem 666.
You show up at your interview with Bagels and you're in.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I like it, Shannon.
Fine or noin.
So what do we say? Fun or nine on the
Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Muslim puppy.
Muslim puppy.
Does he have the red dot there?
He does.
Yo.
It's a big nose.
He's got a huge fucking schnoz.
He looks like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yo. Like, they really
he
can
does
smell
have,
better.
Like, yeah, by the way, like he looks so like bad. A real life like yak. Like you ever see a yak's face?
Yeah.
Pull up a yak. He's got like a yak nose. Yeah. A big wide.
Yak. Yeah.
That's what Figs does in the morning with one more randoms here.
I got a yak nose, if you know what I'm saying.
I guess it's not that.
No.
It's the same amount of hair.
I legitimately think
he's
this
got a friend.
Awesome.
He's got one friend.
I think he looks cool.
Look at a yak.
You also have to, if you're this guy's friend, you have to be like, hey, yeah, so
my buddy, plastic on your sheets.
Well, like my buddy's coming. He's going to come hang at the party with us. He is a wolf man. You cannot mention it.
Yeah, don't say anything.
He doesn't mind talking about it, but yeah. It's like, just so you know.
You just got to listen. You got to put
your cat. Is that a wee-wee pad on the floor?
You got to put your cat in the bedroom upstairs. He's going to freak out.
He's good around children, but not cats.
When you shake his hand, come from the right.
Let him sniff you first.
Yeah, you got to let him smell you. Don't just grab him from behind.
You gotta let him smell you. Is it hilarious? Yeah. He's my buddy. Let him smell you. Let him smell you.
Yeah.
Do you want to give him treats?
If he attacks, you gotta put your finger in his ass. That's how you get him to let go.
Oh no!
Legitimately more attractive than the Indian man. What do you want me to say?
He looks like when the Grinch was a baby.
Little Indian baby Chewbacca.
Seriously, Chewbacca, dude. He looks like fucking.
That's fucking crazy.
He looks like a kid Chewbacca just fucking fathered him behind.
What is the suicide rate on people with disease?
1 out of 1.
Every one of them killed themselves. Yeah,
you need to step on a grate.
Yeah, I would kill myself, but I can't find a silver bullet. So.
He just squeezes the bullet out of his skin.
I gotta do it through my heart too.
Damn,
so goddamn.
Yeah, what do we? Does it say anything about their? What about their life expectancy? Are they shorter lives?
No, it seems like that's the only.
It's like 16 years because like every 7 years is 1 year for them.
Yeah, he's actually 68 years old.
With the condition is called hypertrichosis, and it appears that there aren't any there's nothing negative that comes from it. It's just excess hair, so it's not going to shorten his life.
Hmm. That would suck, dude. It would really suck.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Oh, there he goes. He's found a hobby.
I turn camera on you.
What's up, guys?
Oh man, I really need a haircut.
That would fuck me up, dude.
Oh no!
I'd say take him on vacation instead of putting him in a kennel.
Is that when he was a teenager? Like his hair's going over one eye.
Your lips on his collar. Don't bother, Angel.
That's his one buddy.
His one friend, yeah.
Oh no!
They're like, "Happy birthday, bro! We got you this collar."
I like all the fucking action shots. Here I am at work.
How quickly does the hair return? Because wouldn't you just
it's like
wax
the Santa
it?
Claus. Yeah.
He wouldn't like you just wax it,
and then
it daily?
Up and what?
Can we see
or
one
not,
of
Tim Allen?
Shannon, can we see one of these people waxed? There has to be a like somebody that's shaven down or waxed, like.
Yeah, right.
Because my hair is like I shave
take
mine.
The
mine Shannon, mine gets pretty short, cat. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude.
Or is there like a video of somebody shaving one of them?
Whoever his barber is hit the jackpot.
Is there like an Indian legion of skanks that brought him in and shaved him down and made into like a Hitler mustache and one of their friends there? They shaved everything but the Hitler mustache on him?
Now you put a gun in the butt. Now you have to put a gun in butt.
you don't have him shaved down? That's impossible, Shannon. This is the most intriguing.
He probably owned it before.
This is the most interesting thing in the world. By the way, back in the day, in the 90s, in the early 90s, before the internet was like really a thing that was popping, right?
Sure.
You would see this. You would go to the supermarket. You would see a National Enquirer.
Yeah.
And they're like, Wolf Boy in India.
You wouldn't even believe it.
You're like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you'd be like, yeah.
Okay, Wolf Boy in India. And this shit was real.
Yeah. And now he has a YouTube.
The whole time it was real. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is absolutely wild, dude.
I found a family that their whole family suffered from it, and then this is them after laser hair removal.
Yes. Laser hair removal, yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, look at their eyebrows.
That's actually Dan and Eugene Levy.
Schitt's Creek. Oh, that's just a Schitt's Creek
eyebrow, dude. Wow,
that's cool.
Werewolf family,
dude. Dye your hair fucking blonde, and you look cool like that.
Look at the fucking brows on this kid.
They really do trim him up too, like evenly around his sides. He looks like a vampire now.
Oh man,
is that the mom?
Poor.
Well, these just look like people, and we're just, you know.
Being racist.
We're not being racist. It's nothing to do with the racist. They're hair, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm being racist.
Then why do I feel in my gut like it's racism?
Oh, my God.
I don't think it worked for this guy. patchy motherfucker.
God.
I'd say the dentist is her biggest problem.
She's got a white tooth. I mean, at least they're white.
The Maple Leafs werewolf family.
Where the werewolf family?
Don't want the interns to give me a barf bag.
So bad.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I would get laser hair removal. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We have a solution. We have a solution. Dumb bitches get it done on their pussies regularly.
Yeah.
We're going to need a bigger laser. That's the conversation they have in the house. Dumb bitches get it done regularly. Dumb, stupid, white bitches.
Well, I'm just saying, just go get your shit laser, doggy.
Get your shit laser, doggy. Dad, please
stop talking
to me.
Only India, only Nepal. These fucking places.
That's Nepaling.
Nice.
Literally, those people were so ugly that their faces should be covered in hair. They had a mild version of the werewolf disease. They should have had the thick fucking...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they didn't have too bad.
Yikes. That's your, by the way,
right
top chick?
All right.
Not for nothing? Toy.
No, God.
Toy.
Join.
Toy enough. Toy to noif. Toy to noif.
Dude, she's like 9.
Shut up, dude. You fucking asshole. You're turning me into a pedophile.
After we took off the hair.
I'm not turning anybody into nothing.
You're an asshole, dude. She's 25 years old.
We bleach their faces, too, to make them be better.
Yeah, but in dog years, she's 25.
Yeah, dude, she's
9,
bitch.
But in dog years, she's 25.
Little bitch, dude. She's 20. Like, she is a 7-year-old girl, dude. Yeah, she's pretty toy.
I'm not disagreeing. She's toy.
I'm just saying. Can I say why I think she was toy or why I think she was not 9?
Okay. Nine? Because she's got the hair of an old man.
No, because she's got a nose ring. Are they fucking nose ringing 9-year-olds?
I think so. I think I'm just going to make a nice blanket racist. I have no idea. Yeah. Statement here, and I'm going to say I think it's like
people, they chop their clits like, off. So
you know how kids get like piercings here?
Yeah,
I think that's what that is.
Maybe it was a big argument with her parents.
Yeah,
I want it.
Okay, but just don't go out when there's a full moon.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, get it when there's another night.
All right, let's see. What else? All right, last week I talked about this. We couldn't find the video, but Shannon found it. Man saving a woman from a pit bull attack.
Okay. Hold on, it's loading. 1 second. Okay. There you go. There's no sound.
A man saving a what from a who?
A woman.
Oh, wow.
Do they see it coming? They're saving their dogs.
Oh, boy.
Baby, get the fuck.
Oh, they're saving their dogs. He's biting her ankle.
Dolly.
He's just nipping at her foot.
Give me that dog. Give me that puppy.
He's just nipping at her
foot. Like a soup bone.
Damn, she's protecting that dog.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Not doing anything.
Oh, my God.
See these fucking...
Any of these. It's
as pit bull attacks, though, this is pretty
punch
tame.
It in the fucking face.
Get, yeah.
Oh, my
shove
God.
Shove a fucking thumb up its asshole.
Punch it.
Oh, my God.
What are they doing? Put your fucking... put
this fucking Starbucks employee comes over.
Hey, Snoopy.
Choke it. Fuck yeah. Put it in.
Pumpkin latte.
Fucking full...
Oh, he's actually smashing her leg more.
Yeah. He's like, man.
I'm going to put her right up his ass. Now they got it back. No one. These guys came out of a pizza shop. Look at him.
Look at this. Oh, dude.
That dog is fucked, dude.
Yeah.
He's got him in a fucking arm bar.
Yeah, I mean, dude, fuck this now. What do you do? You can't let him go because he's going to bite the fuck out of you, dude.
Yeah.
Is she bleeding?
Yeah.
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 Of course she's bleeding, dude.
It tasted blood.
She's a woman.
I can't believe
she's soft.
She was out.
Look, you have to literally choke. He choked him out. He's a real
ass
dude.
Holy shit.
He's a real ass dude.
That's awesome.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
Wow,
dude.
She pops. My man pops back up real quick and just says, "Oh shit!
Ooh,
I gotta run. I'm out.
Peace.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I mean, at that point, you'd at least break his fucking legs. Once he's down, you're gonna go.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Was that the Indian kid?
Dude, he legitimately rear naked choked a dog. And then went back to his deli counter job.
That guy brought a stick over for no reason.
That was wild.
I know, I just brought a fucking log over.
and left.
Holy
oh
shit.
My God, that's
that
crazy.
Was the most real ass video. That guy's up for real ass dude of the year, Shannon. Put him down. Yeah. I mean, that is crazy. He rear naked choked an evil baby eating beast.
All in a fucking apron.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
What if that was one of the members of the Wolf family?
That's we how we know. Knew how to do it. We have to do this with little Sanjay every night before bed.
Akash, no.
This is
just
put
the rod up his ass. That's all you have to do. No.
That was crazy, dude. Good for him. That was great. That was
yeah,
awesome.
Where did he look? Where did he
was that?
I don't have the location.
Oh,
that was some real ass shit right there, though. All right, we got to run. You guys are the best. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast.
Thanks, guys.
The podcast.
Yeah.
We'll check you then. Peace.
That's all, folks.